12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Hello and welcome to Otherworld Seattle. My name is Wes. This is episode number 9. I have some great players with us. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, this is Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maribel Ochoa, your local hiker, naturalist, forest ranger, and just generally trying to keep everybody alive when they're in the woods.
Hey guys, I'm Mac. I'm playing Cecil Mulgrove, and I am a computer hacker and apparently wanted by scary organizations. I won't even say government organizations because I don't think they're part of the government.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holton here, playing Sean Charles, video store clerk, and erstwhile, I think is a word that I can use there, director. And I've got a lot of suspicions about what's going on around us.
Hello. I am playing Bailey Wolf, our photographer, videographer, and just generally kind of stressed out person.
Hi, I'm Pooja. I'm playing Mira Rao, your friendly neighborhood goth mortician. You know, like you do.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko.fi, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Okay, so last time we got together, you all went through a ton of stuff. You went out to the woods to follow Bigfoot, and you found him, and you found that he was next to a huge carcass, bones. These hunters started shooting at him, and a bunch of crows showed up. You guys got out of there really fast. You met up with Mira and Cecil at Holy Roast. Bailey kept looking over at Chloe, who has been doing this homework on history for what seems like forever, and started just, I'm going to say, grilling her. I'm going to say Columboing, in a way. Just one more question. And looking over her shoulder. And yeah, Chloe's working on some really complex like stuff a 17-year-old high school student usually does not work on. It's later at night. There's maybe one or two other customers in here. And you kind of were asking all these questions. And Zeus came up behind Chloe and was like, yeah, you know, she's really great at her studies. She works really hard, blah, blah, blah. And that's where we're picking it up. And I'm really curious on how this line of questioning is going to go.
Okay. I had to get back into the mode of Columbo. A reference I do get because it's my mom's favorite show.
Oh, cute.
What I can't remember, and I've tried to take a note of this is meta, my bad, if she was annoyed at our questioning, if we were, like, done.
No, she seems so engrossed in her studies that she is just like, oh, yeah, this is what I do. You know, they're giving a lot of, I'm going to say, non-answers. But to be honest, you haven't really pushed past the, no, come on, you're really not a high school student, right? You haven't done that yet to them.
Because I don't know what next question to ask without seeming like a fool. And I've asked a lot of foolish questions. So
I think you're being hard on yourself. I don't think your questions have been foolish. I think they've been pointed. I think Bailey has a suspicion and wants it confirmed.
Sean, Yeah. So, because we've been grilling her for a bit, let's take a bit of a break. But are you picking up some of the oddness around the situation here?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I have. And I don't know. I've been thinking a lot about the stuff we've been going through these last few days and the power that stayed on here and just sort of the weirdness of all of it all at once. Yeah.
Basically, I'm trying to figure out how loony it is for me to just straight up ask if our hosts are mythological beings.
I don't think it's... I mean, that's loony, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility right now. So I think, yeah.
I will chime in to say that nothing good ever happens to humans when the gods get involved in their lives.
Yes, but the gods kind of already are, and a lot of not good has been happening.
They're already hella involved, and
yeah. You don't want to go there.
Yes.
Yeah, and I don't know. I get what you're saying. Yeah, in mythology, it's never good, but we're already involved. I don't think we have much of a choice here, but I'd rather make a conscious choice, an informed one, than just kind of...
than just asking.
Blindly, yeah.
I will admit, at this point, I've got no plan. We're just going reaction, spitfire. Right. I'm in total survival mode. I've got this camera and a gun I've shot twice or something.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have no idea what's about to happen, but I am very suspicious of Mr. literally named Zeus.
Yeah.
Like, literally, his godlike lawyer, who's godlike in a great, great compliment way, is what I mean. Not scary at all. And Chloe here, who is literally documenting all of history as we've been just sitting in this cafe.
Pretty much. And reading things that are not for a high school student.
Right. Just freaking ancient languages.
Yeah, I mean, it's beyond precocious.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know.
We should ask her how many times she's gone through school.
I was going to say, we also never really even established that she's in school.
Right.
I think there's been a lot of assumptions that she's high school age.
Yeah.
Did we ever ask her her age?
Don't ever ask. No, never ask.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. We're not. No.
But how old are you?
I mean, I'm just saying, being rude with gods is a good way to get smited.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Wes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at my occult score. Can I roll now?
Yeah.
On my occult, having put all of this together and see what I come
absolutely.
Up with?
Yeah.
Yes. I'm excited.
Let's see how this goes. Oh, great. It's a 29 under my 45.
Okay, so here's what I would say that you're leaning towards, or what you can gather from all of the reading and movies you've watched. I mean, you've seen Clash of the Titans at least 5 or 6 times.
Of course, yeah.
So, and that is just good history right there. But, so, yeah. Zeus is a common name that comes up in just modern day times. People call, you know, Greek families name their kids Zeus every so often. It's a normal thing. But the fact that his name is Zeus and Chloe is a daughter, you know that there's a muse named Chloe who is the muse of history.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, literally.
Yeah.
Yep.
Literally. Yeah. So those two things together, if it was one or the other, you could maybe be a little bit more gray. But you're pretty sure after everything that you've seen. I mean, you just saw Paul Bunyan, totally feral Paul Bunyan, wielding an axe, sans pants. So this is not very big of a jump from that.
Yep.
And their coffee is supernaturally good.
Yes, so I will relay all of that and say, I think that's what we're dealing with here. So we gotta figure out what's going on.
I don't know, it's working for us right now, and very few things are, so I'm not here to question it at this moment, which I know sounds crazy coming from me, but yeah, sometimes even I've got a line.
It does feel a little bit like looking a gift horse in the mouth, but at the same time, Maribel has a point about informed choices.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of, why are they helping us so much?
My worry is that they are not helping us as much as we think.
Yes, because we've been in danger so many times.
Yes, by all of these folklore, mythology, urban myth sort of things. The weird men in black, the shapeshift, Paul Bunyan.
The dang crows.
The crows, a ghost witch.
But we have coffee and internet here. Why ruin that?
You guys notice the last patron leaves for the night.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Zeus is cleaning mugs. Chloe is over there reading. And you notice outside, it seems like there's this gentle fog that has rolled in that's this weird iridescent color.
Uh-oh. We're seeing the fog, but I was thinking, could I use spot hidden? Is there something the fog is hiding I could potentially see?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, let's do it. I got 3 under my 44.
Whoa!
Whoa! You see a cloaked figure standing just outside the door.
Shh, crap. There's a mysterious figure staring at us right now.
Has Zeus taken notice?
No, he's cleaning mugs and whistling some song. And like I said, Chloe's just in the book, reading and writing stuff.
Unless there's a strategic way to do this, I'm just going to freaking shout to Zeus, "We got company and fog."
Zeus looks up and he looks out and looks over at all of you and he goes, "What were you all just talking about?"
Life. Lessons. Love.
Things. Nothing.
Yeah. Just, boy, this coffee is good here.
It is the best coffee in town.
No, I need seriousness right now. What were you all talking about?
Whether or not we were going to ask y'all if you were really Greek gods. Just blurts it out.
Once you blurt it out, there are 3 long, heavy knocks on the door. And Zeus goes, "Fuck." Says, "Guys, get by the coffee bar. Chloe, now, get by the coffee bar." And she gets up and gets behind the coffee bar.
I'm going to get up and get behind the coffee bar.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Skip right on over. Yes.
Yep. Pour some more into my mug. And yeah, I was just like ducking down underneath.
I just picture Cecil like peeking up over the bar and just kind of sipping coffee.
That's probably about it too. Yeah.
The men in black are like, "Why did we stop following Cecil?" Well, the damage she's doing, we don't need to. She's just gonna explode one day. So you all get behind the coffee bar and Zeus walks up to the door and opens it. And through the door comes this very tall, probably 6'5", gentleman in a full cloak. And when he takes off his hood, his hair is like glowing gold. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. And he himself is just a gorgeous man. His features are just angelic. He's hard not to look at, you know.
Is he so beautiful that we have resolve checks?
You know, that's a good point. I think so, yeah. I think resolve checks might
be a good
thing. Damn it,
we were doing so well.
Where are we now? Hey,
story.
Saint's right, though. She has a point.
Yeah.
Ooh, good.
47 under my 64. Yay. Apparently, beautiful men don't do it for me.
Yeah.
I did an oops.
You did an oops.
Yeah, I'm 16 under my 68, so I'm sorry.
You're fine.
All right.
I'm also 16 under 66.
So it was just Cecil.
It's just, sorry. It was just me peeking over the bar, sipping my coffee. And yeah, I got an 81 over my 56.
Oh boy.
Yeah, oops.
All right.
Please don't attack him. Please don't attack him. Please don't attack him.
To do that, I'm not going to make you lose that many sanity to even trigger that. You lose 4 points, though. You're awestruck by this gentleman. And he says, Zeus, we've talked about this before. You've been warned several times. And Zeus says, look, they're smart kids. They figured it out. There's nothing, you know, they didn't know what they were talking about. It can all just go away. It's not a big deal. And the figure takes off his cloak, and these two gigantic white wings that glow stretch out behind him. And he goes, you know, that is not possible. Zeus says, look, Michael, I get it. There are rules in place. I understand. Rules, yes, rules. You use your own name. You're constantly giving away secrets about who you are. You have one of your children always with you who give away who you are. Enough is enough. I'm sorry, but you've broken the law. And Mira, you suddenly notice that Chloe is standing right next to you, and she says, get in between them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just go stand right in between them. You have to do it.
Okay. And I'll jump up and run over there and be like, look, if it hadn't been for all this other creepy stuff, we never would have known. It's not his fault.
And Zeus seems shocked that you did this. And he's like, no, Mira, don't. And Michael looks at you and says, who are you?
Mira.
And you can tell that he seems perplexed by Mira. And Chloe whispers to you all, are you all from Christian families?
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, my mom is.
It doesn't matter if you're practicing or not. Are you from Christian families?
Yeah.
Cecil?
Well, I mean, we didn't really practice anything at home. I just assumed.
That's fine. All right. When I say run, we're going to go out the back room. And Michael looks up and he goes, your name's Mira. And then Michael looks back at all of you and says, Mirabelle, Cecil, Sean, Bailey, I'd like you all to step forward. And Chloe goes, run.
I'm running. I'm running, but I'm looking back, but my legs probably started. As soon as someone said run, I'm going.
All right.
Okay.
Dev trying to grab Mira's hand. I don't want to leave.
Mira's across the room. Oh, she's by the front door. You guys are behind the coffee bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm an asshole. I'm sorry. I left. I ran.
So Bailey just goes. Does anyone else go?
I think Cecil does, but is also, because she doesn't want to be smited or anything fun like that, but is also not running because she's still entranced by this person.
Right. Yeah. But moving away in a direction.
Yeah.
Sean?
I'm not running. I froze. I rolled on that one.
Okay.
Came up. Did a 50-50 roll, and I'm frozen in place.
Right. And you guys can totally pick reactions that makes complete sense. So, Mirabelle?
I don't want to leave Mira, but at the same time, yeah, I don't want to get smited. I guess I'm going out the door, but I grab Cecil to make her go faster because Cecil's...
But he's so pretty.
I know he is.
So Sean's frozen. Mirabelle, Cecil, Bailey, and Chloe all go out the back. Bailey first, of course. And Michael looks at you, Mira, and says, you are not one of ours, are you? You're God, or gods, I should say. And Zeus pipes up and goes, "She doesn't know what you're talking about."
The dude behind me is correct.
He goes, "Mortals, God, I hate dealing with mortals."
You came here.
I came here because of the person behind you. And if you just step to the side, I'll deal with that person. In fact, you're free to go.
That sounds really... Now, that's... See, you're telling my friends to stay, and then you're saying you're going to deal with a person who's really helped us. And I... You being beautiful doesn't mean you could just do what you want.
Silly girl. I'm pretty sure history has proven you wrong.
Ooh.
Colonizers.
He's not conceited. He's convinced.
Ooh.
Zeus goes, "Michael, she doesn't know what you're talking about, and you can't do anything while she's standing here, and you know it. So, look, we'll leave. Chloe and I will disappear. We'll go to another place, and you'll leave the kids alone. Because you can't do anything as long as Mira here is around, and you know it. If Michael could shoot laser beams through Mira straight into Zeus, he would. That's how irritated he looks." To be clear, you know, you've got Michael's really tall, Mira, and then Zeus, who is, you know, literally a huge bodybuilder type kind of dude.
Mm-hmm.
So let's flip back over to the other group who ran. You guys get down an alleyway back to the cars, and Chloe goes, "Look, Mirabelle, you know where Mount Olympus is, right?"
"Yeah."
"Go there. Take gear, because it gets cold, but go there. I'll meet you there in about, like, 4 or 5 hours. It's going to take a while to get out there."
"Okay, what about Mira?"
"Mira's fine. She's not in danger. That's why I had her stay. It's complicated. I can't explain it to you right now, but she's safe. She's the only one of you that is safe, and I have to go back and try to get Sean out of there. Okay? So go and try not to think about..." Well, this is hard, but try not to think about what you just saw. With that in mind, you all now... away from the situation, except for Sean and Mira, give me resolve check rolls, because you're kind of processing what the hell's going on.
Yay, I did it.
I passed. 20 under my 68.
66 over my 63.
Oh, what? It's because Chloe told you not to think about it.
Exactly.
You take 6 points, which is not nearly as bad as it could have been. Michelle, do a 50-50 luck roll and let me know what you get.
Yes, 29.
Okay, so you're still in control. You get to make the decision that you want to do, but you are overwhelmed by the implications that are going on. So do you guys want to listen to Chloe, get in your car and go, or do you want to go back and help her get Sean out of there? What's the plan?
I was wondering if I could roll a cult to see what I know about, like, angels.
Okay, sure.
Jack shit, because I got 73 over my 70.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate when it's so close.
You know a lot about Alpha and Centaurians, but not about angels.
Just remember, you can use luck to bring that down.
Yeah.
Sure. I've got shitloads of luck. Let's do that.
Michael is an archangel who shows up in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Quran. He is a military leader. He led God's host against Lucifer and helped cast out all of the fallen angels. Angels in general are known as messengers. They come down to the world and tell people what God wants. Angels tend to be connected to music and sound and the choir or host of God. And when Michael came through the door, you did hear a choir-like sound. This is just part of the harmony of God. And these songs are considered sacred. Every single religion that follows God has some connection through some sort of song or chant, something that's very human to be able to connect to something divine. Now, you've heard that angels are all good, that they're supposed to represent basically the best of God and his message. And if they are not good, if they are vain or conceited or narcissistic or whatever, and go against God, they can fall into hell with Lucifer. But you do not get any good feeling off of Michael. He exudes superiority. There seems to be some inconsistencies between what you have read and what's standing in front of you. When humans are involved, things go wrong. Plus, you picked up on the fact that he knew all your names, but he didn't know who Mira was.
Baptism.
Actually, do an intelligence roll.
Oh,
everybody. Right. Everybody who's there, not Sean. Sean's frozen.
Okay. I got a 61 under my 70.
Okay.
Wait, am I rolling them?
Oh, no, you're not, oh. Mira. Yeah, you're staring down an archangel.
I got a 10 under my 70.
Even though Mira is not practicing, Mira's parents are Hindu. Mm-hmm. They're from a different religion. And so there's a possibility that if you are from a different religion, that Michael doesn't know who you are because you're not part of that religion or tradition.
Is Michael the angel of, like, vengeance? He has, like, an extra reputation thing attached to him, right? That's, like, particularly vicious. Am I making this up?
Is he the one with the flaming sword?
I feel like he's the one that...
Yeah,
he's the drops the...
Yeah, he has the sword. He has the sword. They're all generals in a huge army.
Right.
Gabriel has the horn. So, yeah, that rings a bell.
Do we have any idea of weaknesses?
No.
I bet he hates blasphemy.
Now, he could hate it and also remain very strong and angry.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe we can draw him away or something to, like, where there's a lot of people so he can't do his bullshit. But, you know, like, catcall him out of the car and drive off and, like, yell about his God and his job. I don't know. I'm digging here. Like, I haven't dealt with an angel before, have you?
Not at all.
I haven't dealt with any of this before.
Chloe goes, whatever you all are going to do, we need to make a decision now. Either get in the car and go, or we need to go get Sean out of there before, you know, something bad happens.
Well, get Sean. Maybe I can distract him long enough to let you get at Sean and maybe even get Mira out of there.
Chloe, so how can we actually affect Michael at all? Like, is he invulnerable? What's going on here?
He's pretty much invulnerable. The problem is that religion isn't my field. I know history. I know that God doesn't take kindly to people attacking his host.
Fair.
But at the same time, there's got to be something, got to be a way to get him out. Like I said, as long as Mira's in that building with my dad, he's not going to do anything. There is a uneasy truce between the God of the three books and the Hindus and other religions that are currently being practiced by large amounts of humanity. God really wants to be the only one and has been pushing for that for a long time, but he's not the only one, so his power is not completely infinite. But he's got a lot of people. So we broke a truce when you guys figured out who we are, because gods who are no longer really worshipped by a large contingent of people. There's a few people that still worship older gods, but not a lot. And so we don't have the bargaining power, you know, living gods do right now. So we're in a bad position.
Wow. Oh, my God. This might be... I just have to ask. So then, do people believe in Paul Bunyan?
Look, Right. We have to make decisions. I mean, I know the lore is really cool, and whoever came up with it is awesome. But we got to do something.
Right, our friend is in danger. I'm just so curious. It's a fault. Okay.
What time is it?
It's late. It's like 9, 10 o'clock. It's, you know, it's like the coffee shop is supposed to be closed at this point.
Okay, but it's like in a strip of like businesses. Are there any bars or clubs around? I know this sounds like a weird question, but
make a luck roll.
Oh man. And I want under my luck?
Yep.
I just spent some. I got a 3.
Awesome. There is a bar definitely open.
I'm going to go piss off an angel.
All right. So you start stomping back. Clay's like, really? You don't want to?
I'm going to go around to the front, though. So I'm like back behind. And so it's like he's facing inwards towards Zeus and Mira, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
What do I want to say?
Your wings suck.
Before you do anything, though, what is everyone else going to do? So, Bailey, what's your decision? You see Cecil march off. Chloe looks bewildered.
Okay. That's probably not going to be good. We should not leave Cecil alone. I'll begrudgingly, no, because I like my friends. I will nervously stick around.
Okay. You'll stay where you're at, or you'll go with Cecil?
I guess I'll go, because we're not far. Okay, yeah. I'll go with Cecil to be like, what are you doing behind this bar? What's happening?
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm looking for somewhere crowded to run after I say things to piss an angel off and see if I can't get him away from them. I know, it's not a great plan, but for some reason it's the only one that I've had.
It's actually not a bad idea, because there's got to be non-Christians out here. At least non-baptized ones, probably, right? In a bar at night, yeah.
Well, and he's not going to want to be like, oh, I'm an angel in a bar. I mean, like, he can't smite everybody in there, can he? Well, he probably can, but the likelihood face. Is a lot less.
I'll be like, that's as good a plan as any. So,
just,
I mean... I'm conflicted, but I will make sure you don't die alone.
That's comforting. Maribel, what is Maribel gonna do?
Maribel is so torn.
Bailey does her like back and forth thing and then goes, and then so it's just you and Chloe.
I really want to go back in for Sean.
So do you want to go around the back?
Yeah, if Mira is safe, then maybe there's a way we can, you know, sneak in and just kind of grab Sean and drag him.
Okay. So you go the other way, and Chloe's like, oh, son of a bitch, and goes with you. So let's go back to Sean. Mm-hmm. And Sean, it's been long enough that you start to feel your muscles relax just a little bit. The adrenaline starts to dip down enough for you to be able to shake off everything that you're witnessing as Mira is talking. And you realize suddenly that you're alone.
Yeah.
A moment later, you see Cecil and Bailey approaching the glass doors behind Michael. What do you want to do?
Oh, man. I mean, I want them to go away, so... Because it's not good for any of us to be here, so I think I'm going to try to signal them to go.
Michael looks, because like I said, Mira's not very tall. Mm-hmm. Michael looks at you doing this gesture, but you see something happen where his back turns into his front as well. So he's looking in both directions now, and he sees Cecil and Bailey coming up to the door. And he goes, my next move has made itself apparent. And he walks out the door towards Cecil and Bailey, leaving Zeus and Mira standing there. And right then, Chloe and Mirabel come through the back door. Okay, Sean, what do you want to do while all of this is going on?
Now, I've processed everything that has happened here so far. I've heard all of the conversation, right?
Yes.
Even though I couldn't move.
You know for some reason that he won't do anything while Mira is standing between you and Zeus.
Can I say that, like, when he makes his back his front as well, I can kind of tell what's going on?
Yeah, can I get a resolve roll?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he formed another face in the back of his head.
Yeah, it just morphed into another face, yeah.
That's handy.
And when he started walking, did he stretch?
No, or, okay. No, he did not. He did not stretch or become two.
54 under my 64. And I'm going to say that I'm gaining great comfort from the fact that Zeus is back there being like, you can't do anything to her, neener, neener. And I'm just going to like be like, oh, look, now you're stealing tricks from Janice.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm sorry, who's Janice?
He was the, he's one of the Greek god pantheon, and he can look forward and back at the same time. It's a whole thing. That's who January is
right.
named after.
Okay, I was picturing Janice, a woman's name.
I'm sorry.
I was like, when did we meet a Janice? Right. Yes, I know you're talking. Okay, cool. Cool, good.
As the door starts swinging open, when you say that, you hear Zeus say, fuck. And Michael turns around, the second face disappears, and suddenly a flaming sword appears in his hand. And he goes, what did you say? And Zeus goes, dude, you can't do anything to her. So maybe just leave. Bailey and Cecil, you see this. I need you to make resolve rolls because you see the fact that he made another face in the back of his head to see what was going on.
Yeah, I got a 21 under my 52.
Okay, I got an 8 under my, what was it? Yeah, I got an 8.
Yeah, you're fine. What do you two want to do?
He's now walking back towards Mira with the sword?
Not really. The second face disappeared. He drew the sword. Mira obviously had said something, and then Zeus says something, and it looks like they're in a standoff of some sort. But you can feel the raw anger and energy coming off of Michael and spilling into the street. He's like a radioactive core. He's so angry. That final cut really set him off in a way. Bailey and Cecil, what do you two want to do?
I'm fully planning on just trying to piss him off. So I just am like, Michelangelo's a better turtle than you. So I'm just outside. Like, I'm kind of just there, like, popping off shots as quickly as I can. My psychology sucks. I do have fast talk.
Okay, let's do fast talk. And Bailey, are you yelling something or do you want to shoot him through in the back or something?
No, shoot him through an angel.
Just destroy this cafe. Oh, my God. Let's see. What's highest?
I gave you the dynamite. I expect you to light it at some point. I'm kidding.
I already shot Paul Bunyan.
There's a sentence. I already shot Paul Bunyan.
I'm going to carry that to my next character somehow. Well, I have he can't charm an angel. I got psychology. Let me try to roll and maybe somehow I'll know.
You can help boost.
Yes. All right, let me.
I spent some luck too, so I made my fast talk roll.
All right.
Oh my God, did I jump? My psychology is at 55 and I just rolled 55. Is that a pass or is that
Yeah, that's a pass.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
What the hell? I'm like, am I rolling right?
I know what is going to happen with you all. Mira, make a resolve check because this is scary, even if Zeus is bolstering you up.
maybe my mouth ran away with me just a little bit.
Just a little bit. How good is this truce that they have?
48.
Okay. So somehow you have not wet yourself and you're okay.
It's close. But I think like there's a little bit of like, the comparative religion classes I took in college and how annoyed I always was at my professors because of how much weight they gave like the quote unquote big three religions.
Right.
And how dismissive of all the other religions that they were. So I'm like, look, I know more about your shit than I ever wanted to.
All right.
The class that I took with you after I almost hit your car.
Yes. It's an important distinction.
Okay, so you're standing your ground. Sean, what do you want to do after you see this?
Okay, Chloe and Maribel are right next to me. Mira is still standing in front. Michael is facing her with a flaming sword.
Right, and you can hear Cecil screaming literally old school insults through the door. Your mom is so old, she was, you know, at the Big Bang.
You make me want to be an atheist.
That kind of stuff.
I don't like your dress.
Yeah, I want to bolt.
You want to run?
I'm going to run forward, grab Mira's hand, and try to run past Michael out the door.
Okay. The angel with the flaming sword.
Attack of opportunity.
Attack of opportunity.
Just dodge the flaming sword.
All of a sudden, it becomes Dungeons and Dragons.
Right?
Yeah. Do I need to roll on that one, or is this?
Well, no. You don't have to roll to grab her and pull her out the door. He has to roll to see whether or not he can hit you as you're running out the door.
Oh, wow. That's aggressive.
He seems aggressive. It's the flaming sword. Yeah.
Kind of feels like his thing.
You're leaving Zeus high and dry.
Yeah, that is also what Mira is thinking.
So you grab her arm really quick before I tell you what happens.
Oh, no.
Mirabelle, what do you want to do? Because you see Sean Book, he grabs the arm. You see Michael start to turn at supernatural speed with the sword. This second is yours. What do you want to do with it?
Oh, God. What can I do? This is like,
One job.
I'm just like, Sean, no!
I mean, that's all you can do.
What else am I gonna do? That's all I can do.
The look on Chloe's face echoes that. Bailey and Cecil, you see Sean doing this, and you can see Michael making the turn. You can tell that he can hear you, and it's making him even more upset. He swings the sword, and Zeus jumps forward and basically bear hugs him. Remember that Zeus is as fast, if not faster, than Michael, being the god of lightning. Inside, Chloe turns around and tackles Mirabel to the floor. Sean makes it out the front door just as a 3-mile-long lightning bolt crashes into Holy Roast. And the building explodes as Sean and Mira jump and land on Cecil and Bailey. And Mirabelle, you hear the sound of fire all around you, and you feel Chloe on your back. What do you want to do? Because you're in the building still.
Get out.
Chloe isn't moving.
Uh-oh. Chloe. And I'm, like, trying to wake her up.
You kind of push her off you a little bit, and her back and her body, you have some bruises, but she seems to have taken the brunt of the force and everything else, and she's got burns on her. And she goes, just get out. You're not going to be able to get me out of here. Just go. And you look up, and you don't see Zeus anymore. And you don't see Michael at all.
Are you going to be okay? I asked Chloe.
I'm not a god. I'm just a muse. I'm immortal, but I'm not invulnerable.
Can I do first aid on her to stabilize her?
Sure.
Okay.
You're hearing what's left of the structure creak and start to groan under the fire. So you're going to have to move soon.
35 under my 70. So I even made it for a hard.
Okay. She is bleeding pretty bad and bruised and probably has internal bleeding. There's only so much you can do. You have to make a decision on whether or not you're going to try to carry her out of here or whether you're going to go. She's telling you to go. She says, if I slow you down, you're not going to make it out of here. It is your call.
No, I've trained for this. So, you know, fire person's carry, right? I throw her over my shoulders.
Go ahead and make a strength roll, but don't tell me what you get. Okay. And that's where we're going to end it for this night.
Oh.
Thank you guys so much. I had a lot of fun. I hope you all enjoyed it as well. Let's tell all these wonderful people who are listening where we can find you. We will start with Saint.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter saying nonsense at twitter.com/SaintSpiderTV. That is all spelled out. And you can also find me occasionally on Twitch, and that's twitch.tv/SaintSpider, all spelled out.
Hey guys, I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as @StrangeLikeThat. That's the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hi y'all, Jay Holtham here. You can find me on the Twitter machines at Jay Holtham and in all the various social places that you frequent, because we know you do. You can also find me playing games on Happy Jack's RPG and sometimes on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hi, I'm Pooja. You can find me on Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. That's LADESI Girl, and pretty much everywhere else is Forgotten Saves. Somewhat like Jay, you can also find me on the Happy Jacks RPG and It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's MICHULHU. You can also find my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG and BattleBards.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. And you can find the podcast at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find us on our webpage, which is just 12sidedstories, all.com, all spelled out. If you want to help the podcast, you can, you know, go to Ko-fi and donate there, or become a Patreon, or give us a shout out, or give us a review. All of those things are very helpful. So whatever works best. Thank you for listening. We hope you've enjoyed Otherworld Seattle. We will talk to you soon. Bye.